Crispin?
Here.
Emily?
Uh-huh.
Emily?
Dude, I'm literally standing in front of you.
Just making sure we do it right.
Do what right?
Taking attendance. Nicole, tardy.
The fuck you mean tardy? I'm here.
Meaning you're late?
Since when are you in charge of that? You're a student like the rest of us.
As of last week, not anymore. Miss Tegan made me student teacher while she's off working on a professional stage production.
What makes you so special?
I was top of the drama class junior year. We can't have a bad actor teach the class.
Well, I don't think you're a good actor either. You probably couldn't even lie to the police.
Yeah, honestly.
Don't take her side.
Why not? She's right.
Because I'm your student teacher, and I have the power to write you up. Any other questions?
Has a guy ever killed himself while dating you?
So anyway, today we'll break up into two separate groups. One will do a table read exercise, the other will be improvised acting. So who wants to do what?
I don't want to do anything. The teacher isn't even here. Can't we just hang out?
Why would you sign up for drama if you don't even care about acting?
It's a fuck around class. Like we're gonna be actors one day?
Yeah, no offense, Megan, but you're kinda not pretty enough to be in movies. I don't get why you want to act.
Acting isn't about looks. It's about talent and creativity.
When's the last time you saw an ugly girl star in a movie?
Stop calling me ugly.
No, I'm not calling you ugly.
I am.
You're just like...
Like what?
You look like the girl from Harry Potter, but not photogenic.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
All right, I'm done with this. Get in your groups or I'm writing all of you up.
So, how do we do this?
I give you guys a scenario, and you play it out and get feedback afterwards.
Oh, yeah, makes sense.
So, the scene is you're a newlywed husband and wife in 1949, and the wife wants to know what the war was like.
What if he doesn't know what the war was like?
It was 1949. Everybody was just getting out of the war, or at least knew someone, right?
Okay, so we go now?
Yeah, action.
Hey, you seem kinda upset. Is there a thing you want to talk about?
Nah, I'm good.
Oh, well, do you want to hear about the war?
No.
Wait. Megan said you can never say no for improv. It just makes it go nowhere.
That was the plan.
Well, I guess don't do that.
All right, let's try this again. Hey, wife, something on your mind?
Yeah, there's something I've been wanting to say lately.
Oh, what's that?
The N-word.
Why would you want to say that?
It's 1949, isn't it? Don't we usually say the N-word?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
The N-word is probably my favorite thing to just scream in public with no repercussions. 1949 is a great year, for us anyway.
Uh-huh. I'm glad you're happy.
Yeah. Oh, do you see that?
See what?
That different colored family pulling up in a Lincoln? You want to do the honors?
What are the honors?
Calling them the N-word, duh.
Why would I do that?
It's 1949, why wouldn't you?
Oh, right, is there anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, do you want to join the KKK? It's normal right now.
No?
Dude, what the fuck? Megan!
What's the matter?
Crispin said no during the improv.
What the hell, Crispin? We went over this.
No, but...
Another no! I told you to get that word out of your vocabulary if you're gonna do this exercise.
Yeah, but the situation got kinda...
The situation doesn't matter. It's improv. No matter what, you never use that N-word. If you do it again, I have the power to fail you for the quarter.
All right, so, resume scene.
But yeah, honey, should we sign up for the 1949 KKK initiation?
Okay.
Great to hear. By the way, could you tell me about the war? Oh, and use the N-word as much as possible when describing it.
And scene.
Oh, all right.
So how'd we do?
I'm gonna have a talk with Megan.
Shit.